Halifax Transit announced that they're reducing some bus services due to staff shortages. Now, earlier in August, we spoke with Shane O'Leary, the president of the Amalgamated Transit Union Local 508. We're here with him today again. Hello, Shane. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for being here, Shane. I wanted to discuss with you the latest updates regarding the transit changes and shortages. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about that.
The whole city is experiencing a labor shortage, but it's most prevalent, I think, at Halifax Transit because you actually need people in the seats of the accessible buses and the conventional buses and working on the ferries. So if people aren't there, that service can't commence, and it is very noticeable. So when we're this shorthanded, the city was supposed to be working on a moving forward together plan, and we've just moved backwards by losing 29 full shifts and 12 or 13 other pieces of work. So we're not moving forward. And Dalhousie, being a large part of our university town, because we are a university town and we have four or five major universities and colleges in this city. And those people come here, most of them needing transit. My daughter takes a bus to university every morning. And when there's cuts in service, it affects everybody. And the student population needs to get to school. The working public needs to get to work. And we should not be a car-centric city. And if the transit industry here cannot hire people, there's a bigger problem.
Shane, why aren't people applying for this job?
We do have people applying, but there used to be a lineup to get in, and it would take a year and a half to get through the pool. Now it's a revolving turnaround of people applying, coming in, finding what it's really like, and resigning. I think we had close to 130 lost employees through attrition last year. Most of those were resignations, a lot of early retirements, and I think they only hired about 80 and a couple to try to replace those people, and they're constantly hiring, and people are just not staying due to forced overtime, due to it's not an easy job. I know a lot of people think transit drivers just sit there, but between dealing with the public and the physical demands of the job, the lack of washroom facilities, the lack of proper diet, the low compensation. When you start as a bus driver in training, you're making $21.55 an hour, and that's $2 to $3 below a living wage. So if you're in one of the largest municipalities, one of the fastest growing provinces in the country, and the city can't compensate fair enough so that you can live, so you can literally rent an apartment and feed yourself, then the municipality is failing its employees.
As president of the union, what are some changes? How would you like to address these concerns? What are some solutions, in your opinion?
Well, I've always said that the proper wages attract somebody to a job, but the working conditions will retain them. And Halifax Transit is failing at both of those. The wages are too low. We've been out of a contract for a year and a half now. Our contract expired August 31st of 21. So we're working without a contract, trying to get that solved, and it's not moving very quickly. The working conditions, you can come to work as a conventional bus operator and you could start at 5:30 in the morning at one garage, finish at one spot on the road, have a 3.5 to 4 hour break, travel to another place on your own unpaid, and then start a second part of your work and finish again on the road somewhere and maybe take an hour on the bus to get back to where you parked your car in the morning. So there's too many split shifts. There's too many shifts with start and finish all over the place. In the maintenance department, you could be a mechanic on back shift for 10 years before you could get a day shift. So there's a lot of things in scheduling and other divisions of transit that could have some substantial changes. Will money solve everything? No, money will not solve everything, but a fair compensation when there's 34, 35 locals across Canada and we're fourth from the bottom in wages as one of the biggest, fastest growing cities, that leaves something to be desired. I'm sorry, but yeah, wages are a big part of it.
And so the HRM announced that they're suspending service on 3 bus routes right now. I guess, can we expect more suspended services and more shortages?
Well, starting in February, they have cut 29 shifts, 43 pieces of work in total. So when you're losing 29 full shifts, they're claiming that, and the PR department for Halifax Transit keeps saying due to staffing issues, and everybody automatically assumes that it's the staff's fault, and it's not. It comes down to recruitment and retention, and HRM, even though they're getting awards for the employer of the year, I don't know how they're getting that. They're not staffed up in any place in the city. And as I said, transit is failing miserably at keeping people staffed up. There's forced overtime, and some of our top rate operators are making more than $40,000 a year in overtime because they're being forced to work every day or every weekend, every time they have time off. Some are volunteering to do it, but there's too much forced labor. There's too much overtime. And not everybody wants to be away from their family all the time. Not everybody wants to be at work all the time. There are some people that enjoy making the extra money, but there's got to be a work-life balance, and there's very little work-life balance at Halifax Transit.
Thank you very much, Shane. Is there anything else you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences listening? Perhaps an upcoming council meeting that they can show support, or any calls for action?
We would be glad to see all the student unions in this city reach out to their counselors, reach out to their schools, reach out to transit itself, and advise them that transit is an essential part of a successful city. And if transit's not going to be successful, it's going to hurt not only the student population, but the working population. Numerous people live within this city without vehicles and rely on transit. And transit is not where it should be at this point in time. We should not be losing work. We should be gaining work, we should be gaining more. So anything the student councils and the students themselves, any chance you get to reach out to your counselor, your MLA, your student unions, push for better transit, push for more transit, push for a safer transit. We need the support of the student unions. We need the support of Dalhousie and all the other universities. I've been driving bus in the city for 23 years. And as I said, my daughter takes the bus every day to university. As a university town where most students come here, either from other countries or even just the next town over or live in this town, transit is an essential part of getting a proper education if you go to university, when not everybody owns a vehicle.